Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll get back into some NFL topics, obviously, including and starting with the Falcons and Tampa Bay Bucks. Tonight, right
game
here on
day,
Sports
baby.
Radio 92.9. It's a Falcons Thursday.
Game day, baby.
It is a Falcons Thursday right here on the radio station as the Falcons take on the Bucks tonight. We'll get back into that in an NFL no huddle, obviously back into a handful of different college football conversations, but everybody knows what the biggest conversation in college football is today. Mm-hmm. Michigan fires Sharon Moore, and now that job's open. You know, we can talk about all the stuff and speculate whatever he did. Like, that'll all come out. But, like, for me, the biggest thing going forward is one of the best jobs in college football is now open.
Yes.
At a really unusual time of year. We just talked yesterday, earlier in the week, about how Penn State kind of, like, made lemonade out of lemons with how badly they handled their coaching search and probably ended up with the guy that would have been first on a lot of Penn State fans' list in the beginning,
right.
Matt Campbell.
Right, right.
But it took him so long and, you know, kind of drawn out and all that. Like, this is even worse than
yeah,
that.
Man.
Like, I mean, teams are getting ready for bowls. The transfer portal's open in a couple of weeks.
Signing class.
Happened last
yeah,
week,
you signed
literally
a class
a week ago.
Yeah.
And again, all of the up and coming guys from the group of five schools got hired.
Mm-hmm.
The big coordinators got hired,
mm-hmm.
and like the big fish that changed places, like Lane Kiffin and whatnot, moved.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm saying. Like, there's, I mean, but again, Michigan, you go and get your coach. And is it Dillingham out in Arizona State?
I like that one.
You know?
I like that one.
You
a
know,
lot.
I know Clark Lee is the big name.
I like that one, too.
You know, but, like, they're both alums of the schools they're at.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and both, I don't know if Dillingham just got an extension. I know Clark Lee just got an extension.
I think Dillingham got one after last year.
Okay, and then you're looking at Clark Lee, you just got the number one quarterback in the country.
Yeah.
Your program is riding high.
I know, it's hard to leave.
It's hard to leave because you built this. Like, when he got that job, because he left DC? I think it was DC at Notre Dame.
I believe that's right.
Yeah, and it's
his alma mater.
It's his alma mater and everything.
That's the job you want.
Yeah, and so that'd be the interesting one right there. But then you look at it, you know, if Michigan, because you're gonna have to buy him out somehow or another because
right.
he's on the extension and all those right. different things. But I mean, like, because I don't know a lot of Michigan fans. I've met more Michigan fans on cruises. That's how I knew. That they didn't want to play Georgia.
Ashburn. That's what we were talking
that's
about.
How I knew, yeah. That's how I knew that Michigan wouldn't have beat Georgia that year because all the fans are glad we didn't play you guys. But I'm like, whatever. But I don't know where they go. You know, Dan Lanning's not leaving.
No.
You know,
he's made that pretty clear.
Yeah, he's not going to leave. So you're up against it right now. And now they have a interim AD, I think it is, or president or something.
Because Ward Manuel
is Ward's AD. And Ward might be up out of job.
Yeah, that's going to get interesting.
Yeah, and so
if they don't like Ward, they're going to start making it look like he covered
and
this
so
thing up.
When is it? I mean, they don't play to the end of the month. You know, they play. They're playing Texas down in Florida on New Year's Eve. So how long does this process take? Because again, Underwood, all those other kids, their phone was ringing. Right. You got to find some way to get a guy here to try to convince these kids to stay.
Yeah, I mean, and no offense to the bowl game. Obviously, that's a part of it. Yeah. But the real date is January 2nd.
Yes.
That's when the transfer portal opens. Like, they have to have a guy in place by then who can make sure that, first of all, like you said, Underwood and some of the other big name players, Justice Haynes, who played awesome when he was healthy.
Yes.
Like, guys like that don't leave. You don't want them to leave.
You don't want this Penn State situation.
Exactly.
Penn State got two kids and lost everybody.
And also, you got to be out there getting other people's players, too.
Yes.
Because, you know, for whatever reason, the transfer portal opens right in the middle of the college football
playoff. Right after Georgia plays. Yeah. Right after that round.
After.
The day after that, so it opens up.
Somebody who doesn't get enough targets that day will certainly be in the portal.
Right.
I remember last year it was Nitro Tuggle, wasn't it? It was like, I'm leaving. And then it was like, I'm staying. But then he left anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to Purdue.
Didn't he end up getting in trouble or something? I don't know what happened.
Going to Purdue.
Yeah, no, it's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. Now, it also would be crazy if, because one of the rumors is that that Kalen DeBoer is interested. Like, that would be nuts.
That would be nuts. But
if they didn't lose first.
But
like, if they lost next Friday and then he did it.
It doesn't seem like it's far-fetched that he would leave.
No, it doesn't.
You know, it doesn't. It's Alabama.
It is Alabama, but it is.
But
he has made it known throughout his life that Michigan is like, that was always what he viewed as the pinnacle of college football.
Right, because when he had Eastern Michigan or something like that,
one of them up there.
Yeah, but I think, you know.
But he's from the Midwest.
Then all of a sudden, if that happens, then freaking Alabama.
Then Alabama's
over.
Yeah.
And ain't no job like Bama.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, Alabama is one or two maybe. You know, and so
which is why you don't leave it.
Which you don't leave Alabama
if you're in that situation.
You know, so then what does that? I mean, then what does Alabama go do?
I know.
You know, so that's why
that's kind of
crazy.
That's the fun path to go down. Is like, all right, then what happens? Like, because they can pick whoever they want to, right? Like anybody, pretty much not anybody, but almost anybody would go there. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay, and I know we got College Football Corner coming.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll do that.
We'll do it. You can do one more. You can one more thing, one more point.
But and it to me when I saw this.
Do
news,
it good. You got a smirk on.
When
your face.
I saw the news this morning about Georgia Tech.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I said to myself, that makes sense. And the only reason I say that is because Chip Kelly obviously interviewed for the Georgia Tech offensive coordinator job that's open because Buster Faulkner went there. He does what Brent Key wants. Whatever you want to call it, this man knows how to design a run game for college. Mm. He's an awful offensive coordinator all the way around.
Yeah, he's not.
Especially in the NFL.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me that you want your run game to be designed by Chip Kelly and you're a head coach that wants to mash people out, that don't sound like a bad hire to me. It'd be a funny ass hire.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, most people have their reservations about Chip.
I just also, like, and this is based on really just like, I don't even know what it's based on, kind of what you hear from people that are around him a little bit right now.
Yeah.
Like, how motivated is he?
Right.
You know? Like, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to hire him and he's going to do it. But, like, Buster Faulkner was perfect.
Yes.
Could anyone be more motivated than a guy who's on the rise? Like, that's a Chip. I don't know. I'm never a huge fan, and I'm sure there's plenty of examples of guys that have done it and it's worked out for. Obviously, Chip Kelly at Ohio State, but I do think that's an extreme example.
Yeah.
And also, the whole year was frustrating. Their offense was like really hit and miss all year, and then they finally started throwing it to Jeremiah Smith in the playoffs and took off. But go ask any Ohio State fan after that Michigan game what they thought of Chip Kelly as the offensive coordinator, and they're not going to give you rave reviews.
What about John Gruden in Michigan? He's been angling to get back in, but
I don't know, man.
Nah, never mind.
You're trying to, you got to get somebody in there who's not going to get in trouble.
And that's what I said.
Like with all the Harbaugh stuff and now the Sharon Moore stuff,
is there
the
like
Connor
a
Stallion
is there like
stuff?
An old coach, like, you know,
I don't know.
60, 65 years old, like a straight arrow guy, no nonsense.
Wasn't there always the Les Miles rumors to
yeah, because Les is a Michigan man.
He's a Michigan man. Les is a Michigan man. Anything.
What the hell has Les been doing?
Hank just biding his time. Waiting for Michigan to come open. I don't know if that's a good idea at all. Probably a terrible idea since no one said it until now but me.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what they do. But when I saw the Chip Kelly thing, I was like, don't do that, Georgia Tech.
Right. Do that, Georgia Tech.
Exactly. And that's what all the Georgia fans said. All the Georgia fans on Twitter were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Be
do
my
that.
Guest.
Yeah, do that, Georgia Tech.
Because what they don't have is Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. Like, he can design a great run game for those guys.
Yeah.
You know? They don't have that right now.
Do it.
When the opposing team.
All right,
let's get into a little NBA here. The Hawks are still kind of hanging out, waiting for this this NBA Cup to end. They play the Pistons tomorrow night. The Oklahoma City Thunder are 24-1. I think that's just bears mentioning every once in a while to remind people that maybe don't know that. They're 24-1.
Yes.
They've played 25 NBA basketball games, and they've lost one of them.
Yep.
And they're the defending NBA champions.
Yep, they beat the dog hell out of Phoenix last night.
Yeah, they're winning games by an average of 17.
Yes, games. And then they just got J. Dub back.
Yeah, they haven't been fully healthy the entire season. I mean, I don't know how you beat them. It feels like they're
nobody's going to beat them.
Yeah, it feels like they're going to skate their way to a championship, out barring injury, knock on wood, and all of that.
Right,
like they're a machine, man.
Yeah, man,
they're a perfectly built machine. Who also, by the way, has it covered on the back end where if they can't afford to keep this thing together with the new CBA, they got a million draft picks to stagger it.
But they got the one guy they need to make it all work.
Yeah, they have the best player in the NBA.
And he is,
or one of the three best players.
And he has figured everything out, mm-hmm. man. He knows what to do, where to get, how to manipulate.
Yep.
He is a perfect offensive machine right now, Buck.
Right.
And so when you look at the West, Joker gives you a shot because he's just that guy.
I also think Denver, like, I really like their group right now. Like,
yeah.
I think they did a really good job.
Aaron Gordon's out still.
They found when Aaron Gordon comes back, that obviously helps. But I think they made a really good move getting a backup for Jokic that can actually make the non-Jokic minutes productive. It was really smart getting Bruce Brown back.
Yes.
Give them a little bit of depth.
Never let him go.
Yeah, shouldn't have let him go. And I also think, like, they got a like-for-like in terms of the role from Cam Johnson from what they were getting from Michael Porter Jr.
They're better defender, in my opinion.
Yeah, and just, you know, you don't have to deal with the Michael Porter Jr. stuff.
Yeah,
so
he's a weird
that's nice.
Dude. He's a weird. Like, when I be having fun with my light-skinned folks, I'd be really just having fun. But for him, I don't have fun with that. He act like that. Like, he real. Never mind. I don't want to say that. I don't want to insult his manhood. But he's real, like, yeah.
He just doesn't seem like the sharpest chisel in
like
the,
he's a he, he you know what
toolbox.
He's a mesh tank top leather pants brother.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could
yes,
be.
That's what
he's also one
with
of those guys
with a rhinestone belt.
That
yeah.
He also is pretty sure he's the smartest guy that's ever been.
You know what I mean?
And I guess people have just kind of let him go.
Like, I don't know. I mean, you're as talented as he is.
Yeah, he just gets away with it.
Yeah, he just gets away with it. He's one of them dudes that you're finding a little bit too much about on podcasts.
Exactly.
You're like,
podcasts have been great for some people. Like, they really allow you to let your personality and storytelling flourish.
Yeah.
And then other people, they don't need to be out in front of a mic for 45
like,
minutes.
What the you hell know? Are you talking about, boy?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what the hell?
Anyway, he's in Brooklyn
I got a
now.
Question. I got
he's
a question.
Brooklyn now,
I saw some
be.
Clips from Bill Simmons' podcast.
Yeah.
And they were talking about down in Orlando, Wagner and Ben Carroll, can they play together long term? And they're like, I don't know.
Mm.
The reason why is because they don't think that Pinkero is a guy that a one that elevates a team.
Yeah,
you know, and I was like,
not
I was,
really like a playmaker.
Yeah,
the way that sort of a Cade Cunningham,
somebody
or
like
a Jalen Johnson is.
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
good isolation guy,
right.
Big body, can score.
But
and
does
all
he
that.
Like? Can he uplift? Yeah, you know. I was like,
that's a good question.
I don't know. I said, let me ask Andy this.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and I've just never been a huge believer in Wagner. Like.
Yep.
I think he's good, and I like that he's scrappy and all that. I just don't think he's a good enough shooter to kind of do what they're asking him to do. Desmond Bane's been a nice addition for
I
sure.
Love
as
his,
much as we make fun of him.
Must make fun of him. I
dirty,
love
rotten dirt, Desmond
I love his, Bane. I love his presser the other day. Like,
but he's helped. He's
I love his, I love his presser. He's like, I just got fined $35,000, so I need this this win right here. Rusty just said Brian Daboll. Michigan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
I'm a fan of Brian Daboll.
I think he's a really
good
coach.
Know why, but I'm a fan of Brian Daboll.
Yeah, no, I know why. I think it's because you think he's a really good offensive coach.
I think he's a damn good coach, man.
And I think you kind of like his personality, too.
I definitely like that.
He's a little gruff.
Yeah,
you know?
I definitely like that. Yeah. But I mean.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah.
Because he's coached in college. He was with Nick at Alabama.
And that is the gold star of approval.
Yes.
He was on a Nick Saban staff. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't hate it.
Yeah, but my thing, I'm not a Michigan guy or fan. If there's a Michigan, we have a Michigan listener who tweets us sometimes.
I'm sure there's a lot of Michigan listeners.
Yeah, but he
tweets
us a lot.
Yeah.
Who would you like?
I was trying to think who Dave was saying he wanted. He wasn't interested in Jed Fish. I was really trying to sell him on Jed Fish. he didn't buy the DeBoer stuff, which I don't really buy the DeBoer stuff either. That seems a little far-fetched. And I remember who he said. He maybe didn't have a name yet, but anyway, yeah. Okay. If you're a Michigan fan, let us know.
Hey, guys, Falcons watch party tonight. Joe 99 the game and Bud Light for the Falcons Bucks watch party tonight at Smith's Old Bar in Midtown.
Good bar.
Oh, okay.
Good bar.
Andy approves. Watch Falcons battle the Bucks as Chris Turtle Thomas, Freddie Falcon, the cheer team, compete in a Bud Light football toss and win all-inclusive trip to Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. Win Falcons and Rams tickets or an autographed Falcons items. I'm sorry. That's so
Let me tell you a story.
And, of course, great specials on Bud Light. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
I'll tell you a story about the Falcons-Rams game/tickets on the other side.
All right.
It's a fun story. An uplifting tale. We'll be right back with an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.